justice at the present time is Centerpoint and Hoover, which are two new sections that's been added to Birmingham.
Okay, where do poor people live?
The poor people live on the south side, of the downtown part of the south side and the north side.
What are some of the local landmarks around here?
Oh, the old Steiner Bank downtown and an old hotel or two that's still standing, and the old, both of the old railway stations have been torn away, and I guess that is most of the old landmarks that are
there.
There
we are. Feedback from tape recorder. What about Vulcan?
Vulcan is a very outstanding landmark which has been moved a number of times, and it is kind of new in its present location, but it is very old to Birmingham. It's been moved from several areas. The last move it made was from the state fairgrounds to Vulcan on top of Red Mountain. And another landmark was a monument of an old minister here who was called Brother Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And he too has been moved to this park on top of Red Mountain where Vulcan is at.
If you were flying home from, say, New York, where would your plane land?
At the municipal airport, which is southwest of.
What's the difference in an airfield and an airport?
An airfield is where smaller planes can land and private-owned planes, and the airport is where the big transit airlines come in.
If you were driving in from, say, Chattanooga?
I would come in on Interstate 59.
Okay. Where might you stop along the interstate?
For sightseeing.
Well, for rest and service areas, that sort of thing.
There is one, between Chattanooga and Birmingham, there is one big public rest area.
Mm-hmm.
And you could stop there, and then there's a place called Granny's Place, which has a lovely restaurant and gas and some sights to see between Birmingham and Chattanooga. And there are several places of interest along the way, like Nakaluga Falls, which is a very interesting place, and the story of an Indian princess.
What is painted on the road to help you stay in your lane? What do you call that?
That line down through there?
Yeah. You have a name for that?
I had never thought of it. It's called a double line. It says don't cross the double line. But of course on an interstate you have a median,
mm-hmm,
to divide the two sections of road.
Where do you get off one of these big highways?
You have special places to exit. You can't just get off any place that you'd like to. You have to go off at a certain exit nearest to the where you're going.
What do you call that thing you go up on to get off? Or where you get off?
It's called an exit.
Okay. Where would you get back on again?
Sometimes you could, you can, if you exit off to buy gas or eat or something, usually you cross over the road where you came on that and go down the exit on the other side of the road.